first, many activists have criticized the role of police unions and their labor contracts as playing a role in shielding officers from serious consequences when they're accused of misconduct. But police unions and their power differ from state to state, even city to city. And there are other groups and state laws that also influence the discipline process. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. He wrote the piece, From Union Contracts to City Commissions, How Police Oversight Works in Wisconsin, digging into what the discipline process looks like in our state. Will, welcome back to Central Time. Will? All right. Well, while we're trying to get Will on, I'll let people know again that Will is the associate editor of WisContext. He wrote the piece From Union Contracts to City Commissions, How Police Oversight Works in Wisconsin. You can find that article over at wiscontext.org. They have been following a number of issues, including this one, and you'll be able to read his article. We're hoping to get Will on the phone since our other connection is not working right now. I'll also let you know that coming up later on Central Time, we are going to hear about how previous research into flu vaccines has given researchers who are trying to find a vaccine for the novel coronavirus a bit of a leg up to be able to use some of that past research. So we will be hearing about that later. And as we said, we'll also finish up our interviews of candidates for the 3rd Congressional District primary, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And I believe that we do have Will Cushman on the line now. Will, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Judith.
Hello. Nice to talk with you, Will. Glad we can hear each other. Will, this is a very interesting article and a really in-depth look at police unions and contracts and oversight. Why were you interested in taking such a close look at police unions in the state right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It really stems from all the protests that have followed the killing of George Floyd on Memorial Day in May. And actually, we started looking into this, myself and then colleagues at WPR and PBS Wisconsin, way back, like right at the beginning of those protests. So we've been interested in this for a while, because the police union, especially up in Minneapolis, has been criticized quite a bit. It has a pretty brash and controversial leader, and it holds quite a bit of sway over not only the disciplinary process, but all sorts of policies and procedures up in the city of Minneapolis. So we wanted to see kind of how police unions wield their power in Wisconsin cities and see how it stacks up to Minnesota.
So police unions negotiate contracts with the municipalities in which those police officers work. How often are those contracts generally negotiated and renegotiated?
Sure. The contracts usually last a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years. And in my understanding, from talking to some labor relations experts, some professors in the field, pretty much as soon as a new contract is determined and everyone signs on the dotted line, the two parties pretty much start going back to negotiations to start figuring out what the next contract is going to look like. And most of those negotiations really focus on economic matters, so wages and benefits and health insurance and things like that. Things like discipline or other aspects of police work are not negotiated quite as much or quite as heavily as the economic matters usually.
But there is the issue of discipline of officers. Who gets to discipline them? What happens in the disciplinary process? Who the ultimate arbiter is? What kind of conditions like that did you and your colleagues find in the contracts negotiated with some of Wisconsin's municipalities and the police unions?
Sure. Yeah, so we looked at contracts from 8 cities. Those would be Beloit, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Wausau, Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, and Racine. And we combed through them we were really interested in what they had to say about Because in some other areas, including Minneapolis and pretty much all over the country, there are examples of language in some of these contracts that can help shield police officers when they're accused of misconduct, either can make it really difficult for internal investigations to proceed, make it pretty easy for officers to not have to comply with those internal investigations. This isn't in some police departments. This isn't necessarily totally widespread all over the place, but those are kind of some, egregious examples. And then there's all other provisions in the contract language in some places that allow officers' personnel files to be expunged of disciplinary records after a certain amount of time. So we were really interested in seeing what Wisconsin contracts had to say about stuff like that. And what we found is that they're pretty scant in those details. And actually, they don't vary a whole lot. But where they do vary a little bit in terms of discipline is whether or not they allow officers to file a grievance if they feel they receive discipline wrongly. And all of those grievance procedures could end up leading to arbitration, where an officer could potentially get their discipline overturned by a third-party arbitrator. And a lot of times those decisions are made on kind of technicalities, whether or not the internal investigation was conducted properly following all these rules. But we found that half of the cities that we looked at do make it possible for officers to arbitrate their discipline.
We're talking with Will Cushman right now. He's associate editor of WisConducts, and he wrote the piece From Union Contracts to City Commissions, How Police Oversight Works in Wisconsin. And I want to talk about that second part of that, the city commissions. What did you find, yeah, Will, about how city police, and sometimes it's police and fire commissions, function and provide oversight or not of police officers and their conduct?
Right. That's a really good question, and it's a really important part of the disciplinary process for police officers in Wisconsin. And I think it's probably why the contracts don't have a ton of language in them pertaining to discipline. So every municipality in the state is required to have every municipality over 4,000 people, is required to have a police and fire commission. And these are civilian commissions. They're usually comprised of five commissioners who are all appointed by the mayor. They usually have five-year terms. And they are really in charge of most disciplinary matters for police officers. They conduct disciplinary hearings, and they actually mete out the discipline. This is for when discipline kind of arises from misconduct that rises to a certain level. So low-level misconduct is usually handled within a department. But when it rises to a level where an officer maybe faces suspension or discharge, it goes before the police and fire commissions, or in Milwaukee, the fire and police commission.
Going back to unions, certainly labor unions are often one of the biggest spenders in different levels of elections and campaigns. Is there any sense of what kind of support police unions give to politicians at especially the local level or maybe the state level where other regulations are put in place that affect police oversight? Do we have any sense of how active unions are in potentially influencing politicians?
That's a really, really good question. And we didn't really get into that in this reporting, but I do know just from a couple of the interviews I conducted with some labor relations experts that is definitely a real dynamic, especially it seems in more major cities, that the union is definitely involved at a political level with local politics that maybe isn't the case in smaller cities. So that could definitely be a factor in some of these cities, especially with the mayor having the power to appoint commissioners, that could potentially play into political calculations there. But I really have no idea how it actually manifests in specific Wisconsin cities.
And well, briefly, one of the aspects that you looked at is also that there are state laws that also govern the police relations with the municipalities and also provide some oversight. What is it in state law that applies here?
Right. Well, the big one is the state law that requires cities to have police and fire commissions. And then there's a separate one that actually makes the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin's only, quote, first-class city. To be a first-class city, you have to pass a certain population threshold and meet a couple other criteria. But that creates some kind of unique structures in Milwaukee. The fire and police commission there is empowered to do more things. It has authority over pretty much all hiring in the department. And it actually functions more like an appeals court for discipline that the police chief hands out. So that's a factor there. And then there's also Wisconsin was actually the first state in the country to pass a law back in 2014 that requires officer-involved shootings to be investigated by an outside agency. So that's another law that can play into these incidents that often lead potentially to discipline.
Well, Will, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Judith.
That was Will Cushman, the associate editor of WisContext. He wrote the piece From Union Contracts to City Commissions, How Police Oversight Works in Wisconsin. You can find that over at wiscontext.org.